Well, Tony, you're in charge at Bonagy for the coming season. What's the ambition for the year ahead?
Basically, we're on there to try and get a wee mix of youth and a bit of experience. Basically, for the team to be competitive and disciplined in every game. Especially now coming up to the Letterkenny match on the 3rd of September, and after that we'll take it from there.
Now, you've been involved in previous years and you know quite a few of the guys in Bonagy. You've always brought players through, and there's a good sort of family feeling about the whole club.
Yeah, the boys that are there now, they're there for the right reasons. They're there because they want to be there, they want to play ball, they want to develop. And we have some great young players that I have with the 18s last year coming through. Even with the 16s over the summer there, a few of them. I've shown a lot of promise, but we've also, you can only bring so many of them in at one time. So we've been able to get a few more senior players on board, who again are there for the right reasons and want to help to develop these young boys. But the main thing again is for the club and the team to be competitive in every game that we play in.
And for some of the newer guys, it is a step up to playing at that Ulster Senior League level, and I suppose it's an opportunity for them to see sort of just can they make that adjustment.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is coming from youth football and to a more senior level, which is why it was important not to bring too many in at the one time and to have the more experienced players there to guide them through and help and assist with their development as well.
Bonagy will be known for an attractive brand of football. And I suppose you want to kind of keep that ethos, and yet you have to be right at the back also, so you have to get the right balance.
That's I think is the key, is getting the balance. Any given day we'd love to be ticky-tacky football and on the ground, but we'll play football and we'll work hard, but we'll play to our tactics to win an individual game. But with the ethos always on the ball on the deck and playing ball.
And the League Cup it's a good way to get the season started, because you're straight in, you have a quick flow of games, and it gives you a chance to sort of mould the team for the league.
Well, definitely. And the draw we got, Letterkenny and Fanharp, so all we're looking forward to now is the first game, the 3rd of September. They have the team there, they are willing to be competitive and be hard working. And that's all we can ask for at this stage.
Gavin Cullen of Coghill Celtic, we're on the eve of a new season, and Coghill have had such a great run in the last few years, so you're the guys that many look up to.
Yeah, well, I suppose you could say we're the team to beat, but the season's starting afresh. A lot of new faces at different clubs, so they'll be going into the season confident. So at this stage, we're all starting level, and you never know, we probably are the team that all our teams will want to beat.
And over the last few years, you have lost a couple of players, but you've also been able to replace them, and I suppose that's part of the success.
It is. I think the squad and depth of the squad and the quality we've got on the squad has been the key to our success. You'll always lose players. Players will move on. Players will get older, retire. But thankfully, we've had young lads, boys coming on, 18, 19, 20. But they're very, very good players. Players, in my opinion, are capable of playing at the next level. And hopefully some of them do. Jason Breston actually signed for Larne, over the summer, which is good, because he's moved up a level, and that's what we like to see. And the young players come in and put the older guys on their toes, and the boys that are there, that have been there, they're been brought along with it, and they're being pushed for their places. So it's good competition.
So there's the league, there's the League Cup, and then the Intermediate Cup as well. You always want to get a run in that, and yet that's sometimes it's hard to even get out of Donegal.
Well, we thought last year when we got out of Donegal, we would have an opportunity. We were well prepared. We went to Cork. We played College Corinthians, and to be honest, we lost the game 1-0. We were very, very poor, and 9 teams out of 10 we'd probably beat that side. But on that day, we lost the game. No gripes, we weren't good enough. But getting out of Donegal is an issue. But the way with Intermediate Cup, it's really, really draw-driven. If you can get decent draws, the whole way through, you can get there, as Letterkenny showed, and do it. So when it comes around, we will give it a good go.
With regard to the league, seven teams, how many do you think will be in the final shake-up for the title?
It's a good question. In my opinion, five or six of them are strengthening, they're looking good. You don't know until they get on the pitch and how it develops, how the season progresses. You know, but I would expect ourselves, Letterkenny, Derry, probably Fannad, the way they've strengthened. You know, they'll always be strong. They're a very hard team to beat anyway, you know. And Bonagie have signed a few senior players, so that'll give them a lift, you know. So it's difficult to say, like, you know. As long as we're there, thereabouts, like, I'll be happy enough. But as I say, Letterkenny and Derry, the usual guys, you know, I'd expect.